朋友，你在收听的是活在耶稣里网站提供的福乐人生讲坛。今天的讲员是李秀全牧师。愿神的话语滋润你的心田，使你能更好地认识神和认识自己，并坚定地信靠神。
我们一起看十六节。
Let us pay attention to verse 16.
保罗在这里提到他心里面的负担。
Paul is sharing from his heart here.
他在这里说：“我不以福音为耻，这福音本是神的大能，要救一切相信的，先是犹太人，后是希利尼人。”
He said, "I am not ashamed of the gospel because it is the power of God for the salvation of everyone who believes, first for the Jews, then for the Gentiles."
这节圣经分成明显的两部分。
You can see there are two parts to this verse.
第一部分是我不以福音为耻。
The first part is I am not ashamed of the gospel.
第二部分，这福音是什么？是什么？是什么
？And then he continued to talk about the gospel itself.
第一段上半节，保罗对福音的态度和感受。
So the first part of this verse tells us about the attitude of Paul towards the gospel.
第二段讲到保罗对福音的解释和宣讲。
The second part is his explanation about the gospel.
保罗对福音的态度是什么呢
？What is Paul's attitude towards the gospel?
保罗说我不以福音为耻。
He says that I am not ashamed of the gospel.
弟兄姊妹，请注意一件事情。
Let's pay attention to this.
为什么保罗在这里用负面来表明他的那个感受
？Why did Paul use a negative approach to his attitude of the gospel?
为什么保罗不说我以福音为荣？这福音本是神的大能，要救一切相信的，先是犹太人，后是希利尼人
？Why didn't Paul say I am proud of the gospel because it is the power of God for the salvation of everyone?
这节圣经我们都很熟。
We are all familiar with this verse.
我们常常用这节圣经放在我们的祷告里面。
And very often we use this verse in our prayers.
主啊，我们不以福音为耻。
Lord, we are not ashamed of the gospel.
但是我们有没有从来想过，为什么保罗用不以福音为耻，而不用我以福音为荣来表达他的感受
？But have we ever stopped and considered why did Paul start this with a negative slant?
我觉得我不以福音为耻这句话有很深很深的教训。
Perhaps there are very deep lessons to be learned here.
每次我们想到这节圣经，我们第一个联想到的是什么呢？
When we think of this verse, what is the first thing that we associate this with?
今天有许多的基督徒不敢公开的承认自己的信仰，不敢公开表明自己的身份。
Today, there are many Christians who do not want to publicly admit that they are Christians.
最常讲到的就是说，哎呀，你在在餐厅里面，你在公司的 cafeteria 里面不敢祷告啊，连谢饭祷告都不敢。哎呦，有点不好意思。
The most often story we hear is that how we feel perhaps uncomfortable praying before our meals in the cafeteria.
我问一个年轻人，你在学校里面吃饭祷不祷告
？So I asked a young man, "Do you pray before your meal when you're in school?"
他说谢饭当然要祷告。
He said, "Of course, I say a grace before."
但是我没有问他是怎么祷告的。
But I did not ask him how do you pray.
他的祷告很简单。
His prayer is very simple.
把饭盒打开来。
When he opened his lunchbox,
谢谢耶稣阿门。
He will wipe his face at the same time when he mumbles, "Thank you, Jesus." Amen.
祷告也有了
，so he prayed.
但是呢，安全也有了
，but he also have his sense of security.
因为没有人看见他谢饭祷告，而因此知道他是基督徒。
Because nobody else would notice and know that he is a Christian.
他说：“李牧师，你难道不知道吗
？”The pastor Lee, do you not know?
你们在礼拜堂里面吃饭祷告，这个简单。
It's easy when you pray in the church before.
因为我们大家都祷告
Because we all pray.
我是 majority.
Because we are in the majority.
在学校里面
But in the school.
我是 minority.
I'm just a minority.
你知道吗？人家对少数民族有 discrimination.
You know they discriminate against minorities.
所以呢，在学校里面呢，就这样一抹就过去了
So in the school, this is how I do it.
我做过见证。
I have said this testimony.
原谅我再说一遍。
Allow me to say this again.
我们在台湾大学毕业后要去当兵。
After graduating from college in Taiwan, we all have to serve in the military.
当我在受训的时候
When I was training,
单单谢幡祷告，我就经历三个阶段。
In my experience of praying before the meal, I went through three stages.
我们六个人一桌。
There are six of us around the table.
开动，吃饭。
The command will say, command will come to say, partake of the meal.
我就祷告。
So I pray.
祷告完了以后。
After my prayer,
奉耶稣基督的名，阿门。
In Jesus' name, amen.
所有的菜上的好的东西，像肉啊，都没有。
All the good things in the meal already are gone.
你祷告嘛，你祷告完人家就。人家说在军队里面吃饭的时候有三个秘诀，要快，要准，要狠。那么一下子就把肉都吃掉了。
Because I took time to pray, all the best portions of the meal already been taken away by the others who did not pray.
就是第一个阶段。
This was my first stage.
慢慢大家熟了。
After a while, we all got familiar with each other.
六个人都认识了。
We knew, all six of us.
都知道你有女朋友，你那个女朋友怎么都知道了，我们的一些秘密都晓得了。
We know about each other's intimate details.
进入祷告，谢饭祷告的第二阶段。
So now I'm passing through my second stage of saying grace.
奉耶稣的名，阿门。
In Jesus' name, amen.
打开眼睛一看。
When I opened my eyes,
碗里面一块大肥肉。
I noticed there was a fat piece of meat in my bowl.
然后他们就拍拍我，你的祷告真好，你要祷告完了以后就一块肥肉在你碗上。
And then they would comment, your prayers are very good. See, because of your prayers, there's this meat in your bowl.
就是第二个阶段。
This was my second stage.
第三个阶段。
The third stage.
我祷告完了。
After my grace.
奉耶稣基督的名，阿门。
In Jesus' name, amen.
其他五个人跟我一起开动。
The five others will wait for me, and then we will partake together.
他们尊重我，尊重我的信仰。
They respected me and my faith.
所以后来我变成不好意思祷告太长。
So afterwards, I could not pray very long.
因为大家一起挨饿，不好意思。
Because they are all waiting for me.
但是他们跟我一起等候，我祷告完才开动。
But they are willing to wait along with me until I was done giving thanks to God.
你知道吗？这其他五个人当中有一个人后来就受了感动。
You know, of those five others, one of them later was moved.
他是基督徒。
In fact, he was a Christian.
他说什么地方都可以谢饭祷告，在军队里面一定不能谢饭祷告。
He said, I can give thanks to God and say grace in any other place but the military.
我会当众被人笑。
Because I will be mocked publicly.
坐在他对面的李秀全是个笨蛋，是个傻瓜。
And here comes Molly Lee, which is the dumbest person.
但是他看见大家尊重我。
But then he saw how the others started to respect.
他心里受感动。
So he was moved.
他不只是跟我一起祷告。
So not only did he start praying along with me.
现在这个弟兄在洛杉矶也做牧师。
He is now a pastor in Los Angeles.
弟兄姊妹，谢饭祷告是件小事。
Brothers and sisters, saying grace before our meal may be a small thing.
但是保罗说不要，以福音为耻。
And yet Paul says, I am not ashamed.
有的时候我在想哈、
I think to myself sometimes.
有些基督徒是善意的以福音为耻。
Perhaps some Christians are ashamed, with a good heart.
我最近从 Toronto 回来。
I recently came back from Toronto.
那么送给我的同工一些贴在汽车上面的基督徒的标志。
And I gave some stickers for the car with a Christian message.
你们知道有的时候你们看见车子后面有个鱼，有没有？有个鱼，那就是基督徒的标志。
For example, some of you may have seen the sign of the fish at the back of the car.
那么
that is a symbol of Christian.
有的时候有一个鸽子，哈，一个鸽子像飞下来，一个鸽子代表圣灵，也是基督徒的标志。
And perhaps sometimes you may see a dove that is a symbol of the Holy Spirit. So that also tells you they are Christian.
有很多人放了 bumper stickers, 那么上面也是代表他是基督徒。
And some will put these symbols on their bumper stickers, telling you they are Christians.
有很多人不肯。把这个放在他车子上。
But then there are many who refuse to put these things on their cars.
为什么呢？因为他善意的以福音为耻。
Because they were ashamed of the gospel in a good sense.
为什么 in a good sense? 为什么 in a good intention? 因为呢，他说万一违规的时候哈，那个警察来抄罚单呢。哎，看有一个鱼在那里， 那么你们基督徒也会犯法呢？那么为了免掉这个麻烦哈，最好不要贴吧。
The explanation is, what if I got cited with a traffic violation, and when the police comes over and say, how come Christians also do these things? Then that's not a very good testimony. Let me just do away with this possibility.
这个礼拜世界新闻太多了。
There's so many news from the world this week.
不，有一个本地的消息可能大家没有注意到。
Perhaps there is a local piece of news that you did not pay much attention to.
在495公路上面。
In Route 495,
有一部车开在前面，后面有一部车跟着他。
Two cars were traveling along the route.
那么后面那部车呢，就觉得他开太慢，就用 high beam 用高灯来请他让开。
The car behind felt that the car in front was traveling too slowly, so he flashed his high beams, signaling that the car in front should move over.
他让开以后，他超过去。
So that car moved over, and then he sped along his way.
他超过去以后，他跟踪他。
After he passed the car, the other car followed him.
然后一面开就一面开 high beam。
And following him, using the high beam to shine upon him.
然后前面这个比较年轻的这位先生呢，生气就停在路边。
So finally, it bothered the person in front who was younger, and he pulled over to the curb.
那么后面这位六十几岁的这位先生呢，也停下来。
The person that followed was in his 60s. He also stopped his car.
后来吵起来，打起来。
And they got into an argument and a fight.
他就拿起一个弓箭，从车子里面就把前面那个人一箭射过去，当时把他射死。
The more elderly person went to get a crossbow from his car and shot the younger man in the chest, and he died.
后来发现那个杀人那个人。
And then later on, if you read the news, you will realize the person who committed the murder
是一个教会的执事
is a church deacon.
我不能贴标志在车上。
So that's why I could not put this Christian symbol on my car.
因为万一我也控制不了我的脾气。
Perhaps I cannot control my temper.
人家一看上面有一个鸽子，有一条鱼。
And others will see on my car there's this dove or a fish.
我不是丢耶稣的脸吗？
Then am I not embarrassing Christ?
弟兄姊妹，你看今天是有一些人善意的以福音为耻。
Yes, perhaps there are some who are ashamed of the gospel with good intentions.
所以保罗在这里从消极的来提醒弟兄姊妹，不要以福音为耻。
Perhaps that's why Paul is trying to remind us that we should not be ashamed.
刚才讲的都是一些我初步、很表面、很浮浅的联想。
These are just very superficial associations that came to my mind when I prepared this.
我看能不能用五分钟的时间把我心里面对这一句话更深的那个思想跟大家分享。
Allow me to share with you in a deeper level.
福音，弟兄姊妹请注意听啊。福音本身是有让人羞耻的成分在里面。
Yes, perhaps the gospel contains elements that could be shameful.
福音本身是有让人家不好意思的一个成分在里面。
Yes, perhaps the gospel contains certain things that make people embarrassed.
我上个礼拜坐在这里听戴牧师讲道。
Last weekend, when I was here listening to Jamie preach,
他提到说十字架对犹太人好像一个绊脚石。
He mentioned how the cross is a stumbling block to the Jews.
因为在哥林多前书第一章十八节告诉我们。
Because in 1 Corinthians, Paul also reminded us,
十字架的道理对某一些人被看为愚拙。
The way of the cross is foolish for a certain kind of people.
因为当时的犹太人，
Because for the Jews of that day,
没有办法接受十字架的那个道理。
They cannot accept the way of the cross.
因为对他们来讲，
Because to them,
弥赛亚不是一个失败的，不是一个软弱的一个象征。
The Messiah cannot be one who is weak and who has failed.
当时的犹太人是如此，今天的犹太人还是一样。
In fact, many Jews of today still feels the same way.
他们佩服耶稣。
Perhaps they admire Jesus.
他们佩服耶稣的教训。
They admire his teachings.
但是耶稣被挂在十字架上这个事实。
But the fact that Jesus was nailed on the cross.
他们没有办法接受。
They cannot accept this kind of Messiah.
这个弥赛亚怎么可能受羞辱呢？
How can the Messiah receive such shame?
这个弥赛亚怎么可能是一个失败的一个代号呢？
How can our Messiah bear the symbol of failure?
我们不要忘记十字架是痛苦，十字架也有羞辱的意思在里面。
Let's not forget that the symbol of the cross do give us pain and shame.
他们把耶稣所有的衣服都把它脱光。
They took off his outer garments.
让他在众目睽睽之下接受那个羞耻。
So that everybody can see his nakedness.
我觉得保罗在这里说到我不以福音为耻。
So I feel when Paul says I am not ashamed of the gospel.
他的意思是什么呢？
What is his meaning?
福音有羞耻的那一个含义在里面。
Yes, the gospel does have certain aspects that could be construed as shameful.
但是保罗提醒我们说，你不要把你自己的信仰就停在那一个耻辱、那个羞耻的上面。
But Paul is reminding us, let us not stop there at the shameful part.
因为羞耻不是结局，羞耻是过程。
Because the shameful part is not the goal, it's just part of the process.
我们今天讲羞耻、讲荣耀，讲得很肤浅。
Very often we talk about shame and glory on a very superficial level.
昨天我二姐从加州跟她打电话。
Yesterday I was talking to my second oldest sister from California.
她很兴奋。
She was very excited.
她说 Nancy Kerrigan 住在哪里啊？
She wanted to know in which town Nancy Kerrigan lived.
其实我一直对 Nancy Kerrigan 不是有很好的印象。
To tell you the truth, I do not have...A very good impression of Nancy.
她得了银牌以后
But after she received the silver medal,
我姐姐打电话来
My sister called.
她住在哪里啊？
Where does she live?
哦，我说住在 Stoneham.
She lives in Stoneham.
我说我们以前的教堂在 Woburn. 那么 Woburn 呢就在 Stoneham 的旁边，所以很近很近。
So then I told her, you remember our church used to be in Woburn, and it's right next to Stoneham.
尽量拉关系，因为想以他为荣，你懂我的意思吗？
You know, I was trying to make some connections to say our church used to be close to her town.
但是这个荣是没有深度的。
But I feel that this kind of glory does not have depth.
也没有意义的。
Not much meaning.
真正要以耶稣基督的福音为荣，必须先认识那个福音的羞耻性。
Those who want to identify with the glorious part of the cross must first understand the shameful part.
因为那个本来被人看为羞耻的那件事情是成就那个荣耀的必然要有的条件。
Because the shameful part is just the process, the condition by which we can receive glory.
没有那个失败，没有那个死亡，没有那个痛苦，就没有那个反败为胜、出死入生的那样一个荣耀的见证。
Without the failure, the pain, and the death, we cannot have the resurrection and the glorious victory.
有一个很熟悉的故事，我来作为结束。
Perhaps I can conclude with a very familiar story.
我想很多人都知道这个故事，有一个长得很美的一个女学生。
Maybe many of you are familiar with this story. There was a very beautiful co-ed.
她有一个长得很丑的妈妈。
Yet she had a very ugly mother.
在同学面前，她从来不敢公开承认这是我的母亲。
So it became very difficult for her to admit to her friends that this is my mother.
因为她觉得她母亲的难看是个耻辱。
Because she was ashamed of how her mother looked.
于是母亲到学校来。
One time, her mother came to see her in the school.
不知道是给她一件御寒的衣服，还是给她忘记带的饭盒。
Perhaps she came with a sweater because the weather got cold, or perhaps the daughter forgot her lunchbox.
哎呀，长得那么丑的一个妇人。
A very ugly person.
这些同学就说，哎，某某人这是谁呀？
And so her fellow students asked her, who is this person?
很自然的，很直接的，说这是我们家的女佣人。
So very naturally she responded by saying, oh, she's just a servant in my home.
我们都知道这个故事。
We all are familiar with this story.
你知道吗？这个女儿的美是这个母亲的丑换来的。
Because we all realize that the beauty of this girl was an exchange from the ugliness of her mother.
因为这是大火，她的母亲冒着危险，把在房子里面烧着火的这个婴儿的这个床上把女儿抱出来。
Because her mother saved her from a raging fire, and in the process, her mother was burned.
那女儿没有受伤，还是那么漂亮，但是她的母亲整个就被烧坏了。
So the child retained her looks, but the mother, because she was hurt in the fire, was disfigured.
女儿的美是因为母亲的丑换来。
So the beauty of the daughter was a painful exchange from the ugliness of the mother.
我们长得越大，我们越有哲理啊。
And when we grow older, we understand philosophy and reasoning.
因为我们发现被称为 beauty 的东西也常常会被称为 beast.
Because we realize that both beauty and the beast are similar.
雪多 beauty?
No, it's beautiful.
但是雪呢，最近14次下来，大家都谈雪色变。
But perhaps we are all very tired of the snow by now.
弟兄姊妹，你知道吗？
Brothers and sisters.
这个母亲的丑其实就是她的美。
The ugliness of the mother, in fact, is a reflection of her beauty.
为什么保罗说我不以福音为耻？
Why did Paul say I am not ashamed of the gospel?
他不能不提那个耻的那一部分。
He has to mention the shameful part.
因为那个部分直接变化成为他对福音的荣耀的感觉。
Because that shameful part will bring forththe part that he feels is glorious.
我在准备的时候，
as I was preparing this message,
我知道这个信息蛮深的。
I realized this message is quite deep.
如果大家16节后半段，我下一次第五次再讲的时候，大家就能够了解。
Perhaps you will understand how I feel when I preach on the second portion of verse 16.
耶稣在十字架上的软弱、痛苦和羞耻直接跟我们的信仰和救恩有关系。
The pain, the failure, the shamefulness of Christ on the cross has direct bearing upon our faith.
朋友，你收听的是福乐人生讲坛的系列节目，我是玛丽姐妹，欢迎你给我们来信分享收听后的感想，也欢迎你在我们活在耶稣里福音网站收听和收看其他的节目。愿神的话语祝福你的新生命。